The fear has always been there, being an immigrant, but it escalated to the levels that we never ever expected from the United States. We've seen kids as young as high schoolers being taken by ICE, and me personally going out, there's that fear of I might not be returning back home, or my wife might not be returning back home. It's a lot. Yeah, the fear is extremely high. I fled persecution. I'll just say that it was hard for me and my family. We managed to escape, arrived in the United States, and from there on, going forward, our men has been very, very welcoming to us. There are a lot of organizations that came up and really offered it assistance of whatever we needed. Family Promise, they received us under their wings. I started off with Family Promise as a client, and I received case management, housing navigation in the beginning, and stabilization. The position that I am as a program manager, being an immigrant that came here less than 5 years ago, kind of paints a picture of what immigrants are all about. Most of us really had a life outside. We were doctors, engineers, nurses, but coming here, it unfortunately forces you to start from ground level. No one really comes to this United States to benefit from state funds. No, we come here to really contribute to the economy because most of us come here skilled. So I'm always interested in looking at comments when I hear an illegal immigrant was grabbed, and my heart totally drops when I read the comments. They are cruel, they are racist. I'm sure if one day, God forbid, I'm taken, they'll probably call me a criminal, a drug lord, and all these insults that they put there, and paint all immigrants with the same brush, and we're totally different. And I feel like it's being said directly to me. Especially now, it's overwhelming the amount of love and care American mainers have towards immigrant and the families that I serve, including myself and my family. If Family Promise didn't exist, I wouldn't be having the house that I have. I wouldn't be providing the services that I do for families. You come into our organization, we will take care of you until we graduate you to independence and say, okay, you're good enough, you have graduated. But we do not close our doors. Our doors are always open. And if ever you feel like you still require some sort of assistance, you can still contact us. That's why we always say, once Family Promise, always Family Promise.